In the mid-1800s, an unknown disease was decimating silkworm populations and the entire industry was at risk. The problem was worst in France, and it was starting to spread all over Europe, back into Western Asia. The original silk sanity. So the French Department of Agriculture brought in the old reliable, Milky Boy, Louis Pasteur. He didn't know nothing about silkworms, but decided to take on the project anyway. Silkworms are the larval form of the silk moth, and they were first domesticated in China over 5,000 years ago. They pretty much only eat mulberry leaves. And when a larva is ready to go into the pupal phase, it encloses itself in a cocoon made of a single thread of silk that's 1,000 to 3,000 feet long. It took Pasteur about 5 years, but he became an expert silkworm breeder and figured out that it was actually two different diseases affecting the worms. The first was hereditary, and it was causing sores to form on the eggs and larvae of silkworms called corpuscles. So he held meetings with local mayors and worked on getting silkworm farmers access to microscopes so that they could spot the disease in them. And if they were visible, the eggs and larvae were thrown out. The second was a sort of silkworm diarrhea that came from contaminated mulberry plants that the silkworms nom on. And for that, he prescribed good horticulture practices, like making sure the leaves were cleaned and not contaminated. And so with his prescriptions and prophylactics, Louis Pasteur almost single-handedly saved the silkworms.